So, sweetheart.
Yes, dear. What's up?
So, you know, there's a lot of times that we take a look at our relationships and our marriage, and as we get into the groove, when we get settled in and familiar, sometimes things just seem to be more urgent and seem to be more important than the maintenance of our marriage. Would you agree to that?
I would agree.
Oh, my goodness. So, it's been said that if you go through your bank account and look at what you're spending your money on, you can very easily tell what is most important to you.
I've heard that before.
So as you go through your bank account, ask yourself, how much time, how much money am I spending on my marriage, and how much am I spending on other things? That's one way to start gauging where your importance really lies, where you're putting your priorities in your relationship.
Interesting.
So, what would you say are some of the things that people tend to prioritize over their relationship?
How about job?
So, when you take a look at your job, yeah, it's really important, right? Because if you lose your job, you lose your livelihood, then you lose the ability to support the person that you love, the family that you love.
Yeah.
But one of the things I've come to realize is even though you may want that promotion, you may want to help your family through the additional funds and raises that you'll get through that promotion, I guarantee, I promise you, that if your family had the choice between you and your job, they would choose you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So when you start looking at, well, all this time and effort that I'm putting into my job, you know, I do work in an industry where that's almost expected of you. Yeah, you know, the end of the 8-hour workday comes, most people in computer science, they just keep working. They keep working to get the job done. And in our younger years, that's what was expected of you. That's how you got ahead in your job. That's how you learned more.
Okay.
But you know, when you get to the end of the year, when you get to the end of the decade, you might get a little certificate saying, hey, you got this $200 bonus. Yay. But if you have spent so much time investing in your job and didn't spend that time investing in your marriage, you might find that you have a greatly diminished marriage or even one that doesn't exist because all of your focus was on the job.
Yeah, because you were in love with your job more than you were your marriage.
So yeah, you gotta prioritize your marriage over your job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about children? How does that come into play? Aren't they more important than your marriage?
No.
How so?
Because at the end of the day, your children are going to grow up and leave the home. And then most people look back at their marriage and they look at the person like, who are you? Because they got so caught up in raising their children that they lost sight of themselves, lost sight of their spouse, and just put all their focus into raising their children.
If you base your identity on your children, when your children leave the house, you lose your identity also.
Yes.
Hmm. What about friends? How often do you prioritize your friends, spending time with your friends, whether it be hanging out, girls' night out, guys' night out? Is it common for someone to place those relationships over the marital relationship?
Some people do that, but I've had a really good friend say that that is definitely not the best thing to do. With saying that, I understand what she was saying, because is when you start to do that, your spouse can become envious of your friends.
Indeed.
And then, of course, they have somewhat of a attitude when it's time to, you know.
Here's something interesting. I'll bet that in a lot of those cases, the time with friends seems to be more urgent because it's not always there. You take a sheet of paper, and down the middle you draw a line, and across the middle you draw a line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the upper right-hand corner, you write important and urgent.
Okay.
In the upper left-hand corner, you write urgent, not important.
Okay.
In the bottom right-hand, you write not urgent, important.
Okay.
And in the lower left, you write not urgent, not important. Now, what's interesting is that we spend a lot of our time on the urgent side of the line, and we fail to look at what's important. All we see is what's urgent. This is the things that these are things that have to be done right now. These are things that have to be done soon.
Okay.
And since our marriage is always there, that marriage is in the important but not urgent block.
Okay.
And we are wired to think what's urgent to be important. So if something is urgent but not important, we can start to think that it's actually more important than something that isn't urgent. Our marriages tend to not feel urgent, but they are one of the most important things in our life.
Yeah, they are, because if you don't tend to your marriage.
Right. But if I've got a friend who hasn't been available for the past month and he wants to meet tonight, well, okay, that's urgent. I might have had plans with my wife, but if I see that, hey, my friend's time, that's urgent because, you know, that's available now, then I might forsake my wife to go spend time with my friend. In my heart, I know my wife is more important, but right now my friend is more urgent, and so I give him my time. And the more we keep answering to the urgency, the lower priority we give things that are important. So we've got to keep that in mind with our friends.
Yeah, I understand that, but don't you think sometimes it is urgent that you...
No doubt, no doubt. There are going to be times when your spouse is going to urgently need you.
Okay.
I get a call from my wife. She is stuck on the side of the road because her tire blew and she doesn't have a spare.
Okay.
And I'm watching a movie at home. In the moment, it might feel more urgent for me to finish my movie. But you know what? My wife's needs are both urgent and important. So I need to drop what I'm doing as opposed to dealing with this urgent but not important thing.
Understood.
But the point is, always recognize how important your marriage is. And don't overlook that. Especially don't do that on a consistent basis.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, have you ever seen a situation where someone places their pet as a priority over their marriage?
Yes.
How does that happen?
Well, you put all of your everything into your pet. I mean, a lot of people out there I know are pet lovers. I am. I love pets. I've had a few pets in my life, and I've had dogs and cats, and I mean, several different things. Some people put pets over their relationship.
But how does that happen? How do you get to a place where you feel that time with your pet is more important than time with your spouse?
Because the pet is showing you more love than your spouse is.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I did say that, and I said that loud.
You said that loud?
I said that loud.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes the pet shows more love than your spouse. Now that goes off on a whole other tangent, right?
Yes.
Because now we're talking about merit versus grace-based marriages, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When you start thinking, well, I'm going to give my spouse love because they give me love, but I'm going to give my love to the dog because they're showing more love, that is a very definition of a merit-based marriage, that my spouse has to earn my love on a daily basis. So I'm hoping that our listeners, that each other, that we look at giving love not in response or not in reaction to receiving love, but giving love simply because we love our spouse.
Understood.
Hobbies and pastimes.
Mm.
And whether you love going out to the golf course, riding bikes, running, exercise, gyms, going out to the gym, that's great.
Okay, but you need to exercise.
You do need to exercise. But the question is, do you place that as a priority over your spouse?
No, I don't think you should. So whenever you get ready to do that, how about inviting your spouse to go along with you?
And there's the key.
Yeah, but then what if your spouse doesn't want to do a 5K?
Well, they don't have to do the 5K, but somehow be involved. See, here's the thing. When you have something in your life that you exclude your spouse from,
mm-hmm,
your spouse will inherently despise that thing. Mm-hmm. If I decide I am going to take up the hobby of, I'm gonna go sailing. I'm gonna buy me a sailboat and I'm gonna take it out to the lake or the golf and set sail. And I'm gonna do this at least twice a month. And okay, it's gonna take me all day to do it. This is my time. I look at it, this is my time. This is my time. I need this time to decompress. You know, at first, my wife might be very supportive of, you know, honey, I see that you've been stressed. Yeah, go ahead and take your time to unwind. But the more I get into that, and the more I insist on excluding her, no, you can't get on my boat. No, I don't want you to do this. This is a thing I'm doing by myself. The more I exclude you from it, the more you will despise that thing. So if I do want to develop a hobby, I'm not saying that you have to be clingy to each other, but don't get into the habit of excluding them, of making it something that's separate and outside of your marriage. You know the other thing that does against your marriage?
What?
Whenever you take on a hobby or a habit of doing something where you are not accountable to anybody, that starts to set you up to be able to do things that you're not supposed to do in your free time.
Like?
And that's something that's sort of a red flag to look out for. If somehow, some way, I start living my life such that there are 2 hour gaps, hour and a half gaps, 2.5 hour gaps in my day where no one can account for where I am, you might want to start asking the question, husband, are you positioning yourself to have an affair?
No.
And you might not put it exactly that way, but these are some of the signs to start watching for. You know, I decide, you know what, every week I'm going to treat myself to a movie in a theater. I'm not going to tell you what movie I'm going to. I'm not even going to tell you what theater. And while I'm in the movie, I am not even going to turn my cell phone on. I'm going to turn it off. And when I'm done watching a movie, I really don't feel like unpacking it for you. Yeah, I'll go see it again. Yeah, it was a good movie. I'd like to see it again. But I don't want to tell you about it. All of a sudden, I've got all these excuses as to why, where I was, what I was doing. Just question marks around these big holes in time in my life. And excluding your spouse from your hobbies is one way to set yourself up to doing that. So be mindful whenever something like that happens.
So what do you mean by balance? I don't understand that one.
That's sort of a trick question, right? I mean, what's more important than your marriage? Is balance more important than your marriage? Or is balance one of the things that is very important in marriage?
Yes.
Now, just like I said, you can't place your friends as a greater importance, greater priority in your life than your marriage. You can't place your pets or your job or your children. But if you start forsaking those things in favor of your marriage all the time, then that's not particularly healthy either.
Okay.
You do need to have a balance in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You do. If you have kids, you do need to spend time with your kids. If you do have friends, you need to spend time with your friends. Otherwise, you're not going to have friends for very long.
No. And then you have just your spouse. And then what happens once the spouse is gone and you don't have no friends? Then you're by yourself.
And sometimes you need to get some act right from your friends too. You know, there are times when you might say to yourself, man, I can't believe Rob just cooked that same dinner for me again. I told him one time that I liked this quiche and he's been cooking it every month since then and I'm getting tired of it. And you go to your friends and you complain about it and your friends say, girl, I wish my man would cook me some quiche. I wish my man would cook for me at all. And in a moment, you start to realize, huh, my husband's pretty good to me. Sometimes your friends can give you a perspective on things. And so you can't just cut them out. Sometimes you can talk to your girlfriends in a way that you cannot talk to your husband. There is a great value to holding on and maintaining your friendships, but you cannot do that without balance.
Okay.
So what about God?
Oh, God comes before marriage. God is, he's the reason for the marriage.
Yeah, he is.
So, yeah, out of all of that, okay. But God?
So yeah, we've said this before.
God is first.
God is first.
Yes, he is.
The marriages that fail, they're the ones that are bent on serving self. All these other things that we mentioned before, you know, your hobbies, your job, your friends, those are things that serve self. They make you feel good. They stroke your sense of pride. You set a desire in your heart and you pursue those things, forsaking the things that are really important. See, love does not last that way. If I keep putting other things above my love for you, if I put other things above my relationship with my spouse, then the love that we share gets chipped away every day when I put something ahead of it. The only thing you should desire more than a relationship with your spouse
is a relationship with God.
Is a relationship with God. That's absolutely right. Because if you both pursue that divine relationship, then you'll find that your relationship gets stronger. You and your spouse get closer and closer, especially whenever you're making that pursuit of that divine relationship together. Relationship is where it all is. The more time you spend with your spouse, the deeper in relationship you are. The more time you spend with God, in the Word, meditating, praying, doing that together, the greater relationship you have with Him. And as you're doing that together, this amazing, of course, you've heard about the three-stranded cord. And it's not just three strings hanging down in parallel to each other. They're intertwined. They're braided together. Mm-hmm. And so the way to braid all that together is spend time together, studying, praying, going over the Word. Just as something comes to you through your studies, through your readings, share it with your spouse and let him interweave your relationship and your spouse's. And it just becomes an amazing thing if you let that happen, if you make that a priority in your life.
What about find true love?
So yeah, I mean, you know, we have a course called 5 Steps to Find True Love. And those steps help you set this foundation in your relationship from the very beginning. But even if you're married, it's not too late to commit to building that foundation and start building on it starting today. If you're starting out, wow, you've got a great opportunity to set everything on your devotion to God. But in both cases, allow Him, our Lord, to be the Lord over your relationship. But if you're starting out or if you're already together, in both cases, allow God to be the Lord over your relationship. So for more details, check out hope.stepstofindtruelove.com.